Welcome to Intentional Living. I'm your host, Yolanda Stretchin. This is episode 361, 7 things you must keep in mind before goal setting. Hi friends, I hope you all had a lovely Christmas and it was everything and more. So, are you ready for the new year? Are you ready for 2021? Did you purchase a new journal? Do you have a planner and some adorable stickers to help you stay motivated? Have you begun thinking about your short and long-term goals? Have you done reflection on this year's goals? Well, I hope you're working towards these things because when 2021 starts, I want you to start and finish strong. Today, I'm going to share with you 7 things to keep in mind when setting your goals. So let's dive right in. Number 1, what purpose will your goals achieve? Do you really want that result and will it help you in some way? You see, this is a very important point to consider because oftentimes we set goals without thinking about their importance in our life. We need to make sure that we are setting priorities about the things we want out of life when we are setting our goals. It is only when the goal is practical and purposeful that we will stay motivated to achieve it. Number 2, whose help can you enlist? For many goals we set, we need a collective effort to fulfill them. That is the reason we should be clear in our mind about the people who can help us to achieve our goals. Remember, no man is an island. You will have some goals that depend on some help from others. Start brainstorming now. Who's in the best position to help you achieve those goals? Number 3, what constraints and difficulties will you have when you are setting your goal? Therefore, reflection is so important. If you have goals that you did not achieve this year and you've been journaling, you more than likely have some raw data that you can use to strategize and set yourself up for a win in 2021. You must understand that goal achievement is not always a simple process. You will find that you may very well have to exert yourself to some extent. You will have to get out of your comfort zone and do things that you won't ordinarily do. But it really helps if you know beforehand what kind of difficulties you might have when you are trying to achieve your goals. Think about these difficulties and how you will surmount them. Number 4. Of all the constraints, you will find that there is one constraint which you can term as the primary constraint. In many cases, this primary constraint is money, but it may be something else for you, like your mindset and limiting beliefs that you have that you would need to fight in order to reach your goals. Analyze your primary constraint. Number 5, make plans to fight this primary constraint. You must strategize now how to move ahead and overcome this difficulty to take you several notches ahead towards fulfilling your goals. Focus your energies on this one primary constraint and the remainder of your path will smoothen itself out. Number 6, enjoy the process. You must always stay motivated and inspired. Listen to Intentional Living and other podcasts, of course. Read self-help books. Do things that you like to do, even as you're inching towards your goals. Do not forget about your family and friends. And love yourself. Reward yourself for the small wins along the way. Treat your mind and body right. That's physically and mentally. Otherwise, you'll find that your body will rebel against you and accomplishing your goals will be that much harder. Number seven, look forward to the results. You should always want your goals to be fulfilled, so bad that you can taste it. You want to make it happen. It is only when you are so relentless and resilient about it that you can make a good deal out of your goal setting and your life. These are the things you must keep in mind about goal setting. Get started trying them out, and you will find that things will work for you. Friends, the time has come, and I've opened my schedule from Monday, December 28th through December 30th. If you want to schedule a breakthrough call with me, be sure to click on the link in the podcast description and schedule a time. This is a free 15-minute breakthrough call that will help you start your year out strong. Thank you for stopping by. I hope you enjoyed this episode. And if you did, will you be so kind and share? Till tomorrow, be your best and be blessed.